Welcome to the robbery edition. We got three robberies to talk about today. Not one, not two, but three robberies. One of them is comedy. This dude might as well have robbed himself. And then we have two figurative robberies, things that need to be changed. We're gonna start with the comedy though. This is Le'Veon Bell. Used to be with the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now this man plays for the Jets. He might as well have robbed himself. He filed a police report, called 911. He got robbed of $520,000 in jewelry. Yes. Who robbed him? Oh, the thieves in the night. Nope. Two ladies robbed him. Okay, this doesn't sound that bad until you hear the 911 call and what he said to the authorities.
911, what's the address of the emergency?
Hollywood, Florida.
Oh, okay. Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, I had two girls in my house, and I got up, do my normal routine to go work out. So I left the workout for a couple hours. When I came back, they took my money, they took my watch, my jewelry, a couple more things of value out of my house. And I don't know where they're at. I tried to call them before I called you guys. I tried to call them, and they're not answering me, and they're ignoring me.
Okay, what is the total?
Money in my jewelry.
What is the total estimated value of the items?
$1 million.
Okay, the one that looks more black, how old is she?
23.
What was she wearing today?
When I left, she was in the bed. She was in the bed, not wearing clothes when she left. So I didn't see her when she, you know what I'm saying?
Okay, and the other one, you said she looked more Hispanic, is that correct?
Like, she looked more like, if anything, like, white or Hispanic, yes.
Okay, how old is she?
She's 21.
And what was she last seen wearing today?
Are you kidding me, Le'Veon Bell? You left two random women in your space with $500,000 in jewelry? Man, you deserve to get robbed. Robbery is not right. Stealing is not cool. I hope you get your stuff back, but this is on you, brother. This is on you. And I quote, when I left, one woman was in the bed. She was in the bed, not wearing clothes when I left. So I didn't see her. You know what I'm saying? Bell said, I'm like, come on, man. Okay, I get it. I'm not getting ready to stand up here on the soapbox and judge you for your little threesome or whatever you did the night before. I'm a person. I've done some things too. This ain't the best thing that you should be doing in life with your life and your penis and all these things. But the reality is you did it. But now, the fact that you went to go work out and you left these people that you don't really know who you called girlfriends. Really? You called them girlfriends? Friends don't rob you. They're not your friends. And you don't really know them like that, apparently. Otherwise, you could just say, Susie, Becky, Lucretia, whoever stole my stuff. Apparently, you don't know them like that. Come on, man. That's bad business. That is bad ball. You don't leave people in your space that you don't know like that around your money and around your valuables. Come on, Le'Veon. You got to do better than that, man. I can't wait to see pictures of them when they catch them, though. That should be interesting. Next up, a robbery that we heard about from the College World Series. This robbery was brought up to us by Jake Mangum. He is a player for Mississippi State. He was up on the podium after a game, and he was talking about how the NCAA is robbing the athletes, and not only that, robbing the coaches in baseball. He talked about a third assistant, that there is a third assistant in college baseball who is unpaid. This person has a university email address, university phone number, but this dude's not getting paid, sleeping on the couches, all of this stuff. Come on, man. But then they'll tell you, oh, there's not enough money in the NCAA. Yes, there is. There's plenty of money. And nobody should be working for free. I understand that they're trying to, you know, leverage up and get a better job, get some experience, but just kicking down like room and board money, a little bit of a stipend, 10, 15, 20 grand in terms of these hundreds of millions of dollar athletic budgets? Come on, man. This is despicable and it needs to be changed. And everybody thinks that all these athletes are getting all this free stuff in college and all of that. Look at this baseball. 35 guys on a team. 35 guys on a baseball team. Guess how many scholarships they have? 11.7. Wait, 11.7? How do you break up 11.7 between 35 people? Exactly. No, there's only a couple people on full scholarship, and everybody else is either getting a piece or they're getting nothing. Come on, man. The NCAA's got to do better than that. They got to do better than that. This is just like, and I applaud Jake Mangum for speaking up. I applaud him. But do we really think the NCAA is going to change things? Unless they're forced to? Probably not. That's why they got so many lawsuits against them right now. Come on, man. This is ridiculous and it's got to change. That's robbery number two. Robbery number three. This is all about the NBA draft. I'm wondering who is advising these underclassmen, these freshmen, sophomores, to leave and go to the draft. Because how many, it is unreasonable to me, the amount of players like Tyus Battle from Syracuse, Lewis King from Oregon, Kenny Wooten from Oregon, Naz Reid from Louisiana State, LSU, who were good players, potential high draft picks, not this year, but next year, but were advised to come out of school and go in the draft. It makes no sense to me. So I tweeted out, I said, who's advising these guys? Like, this is bad advice. The kid Moses Brown from UCLA comes out and you're like, really? There's nothing about your game that looked like an NBA player. Like, who told you that this was a good idea? Because there have to be people in these young people's ears saying, yeah, this is the right move for you. No, it's not. And I had one college athlete reach back out to me and say, well, nobody likes to be broke. Yeah, but the truth is that here's the part that college athletes don't always understand about the professional ranks and leaving too early, is that one more year of college and being broke sometimes is the best move for you. Because it puts you in a better position to, A, make more money, and then also have longevity in the game that you are going to go play. Because here's the thing is, if you are a player like Tyus Battle, Lewis King, Kenny Wooten, Naz Reid, who's going to end up in the G League or overseas, getting back to the NBA is a difficult road. And also, the next year, there will be more guys drafted, so now you're competing against other guys again. And the reality is the higher that you're drafted, the more opportunities that you get to A, screw up, and also B, the more patience the team is going to have with you developing your game in case for some reason you aren't a star right out of the gate. There was a study done on NFL first rounders and the amount of years that they play in the NFL, regardless of their talent, ability, Hall of Fame, any of that. Pretty much all of them get to 5 or 6 years, like 80% of them. You know what it is for undrafted guys, seventh round guys? You're looking at like 15%. Because teams have patience because they have money invested. So that's the thing, you have to get the teams to be invested in you. And I get it, like there are some guys that it's worked out well for. It has worked out well for them. But you always want to give yourself the optimal advantage. And yes, staying in school is not always the most fun. I'm a guy who left early. I get it. But at the same time, you have to realize that there are consequences if it doesn't go well. And the NCAA is robbing these kids of an opportunity to go back to school. Because the reality is, if you have not played in a professional game, you are still an amateur. So these kids should be allowed to go back to college. And what's the moral of the story? Don't sign with an agent. You can still go to the draft because, and some people are going to say, oh, the NCAA changed the rules. Yes, the NCAA did change the rules. However, the NBA has to adopt a new CBA that allows players that were not drafted and were in the draft to go back to school. That's the problem. It's an NBA problem now. The NCAA tried to curb that. But now here's the thing. This is a robbery and it needs to stop. These are young men that are losing a chance for education, losing a chance to for maturity, to hone their skills. Because the NCAA is robbing them again.